Good morning. Our scripture is from Psalm 118. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me, yes, they surround me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, for he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day of the Lord. It's the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God. I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Every Sunday, we start our service with Psalm 118, verse 24, where I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And the congregation responds with, we will rejoice and be glad in it. That to me is one of the key verses of this chapter. I think that this chapter is telling us that this is a day, every day, that the Lord has made. Now, many people, commentaries say, this is a prophetic chapter, and it's prophesying about Jesus, and it is. And I think the day that it's talking about is when Jesus entered into Jerusalem to face the cross. It was Palm Sunday. He was riding on that donkey, and the people were crying out, Hosanna, and they were using the wording of this psalm to talk about the Lord's goodness and the deliverance of the Lord. And the Pharisees were telling Jesus to make them be quiet. And Jesus was saying, if they're quiet, the very stones will cry out. So it was talking about prophetically that day. Jesus refers to himself in the New Testament as the gate. He says, I am the gate. And in this psalm, it talks about how the Lord is the gate of righteousness. Jesus refers to himself as the chief cornerstone. And it's mentioned in all four Gospels that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. The cornerstone was the big rock that all the other rocks that were used as foundation were based on to cause a level foundation and a strong foundation. Because back then they used stones and rocks for foundation. They didn't lay cement. And so Jesus said, I'm the chief cornerstone that was rejected. So that's in this passage. But in this passage, we hear it speak to us on many levels. And we can hear the message that the Lord is giving us
as we face each day, every day, that we can declare every day to be that same kind of significance as when Jesus entered Jerusalem, because we have Jesus in us and with us, and every day is a precious resource. You know, our days are numbered. We have so many days in this life, and as we face each day, it's in our best interest to declare it to be the day of the Lord, to give it over to the Lord and say, Lord, I want this to be a day where I cooperate with you to make it the best day ever for the kingdom of God. Yes, David faced nations who were out to get him, and he said, in the name of the Lord, I'll destroy those nations. But we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle, but we do have warfare. But we fight with the fruit of the Spirit. Our weapons of warfare are all stemming from the love of God. And there's nothing more powerful than the love of God. And that love is what destroys hatred. That love is what destroys the enemies of the kingdom of God and causes people's hearts to melt. And so the same principle applies only on the spiritual level, that we will destroy the works of evil and of the enemy to set people free to come to know him. And when we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, we are able to rejoice because of a few truths that are in the scripture. First of all, we're able to rejoice because we can trust in him. Look at verses 4 and 5. It's 5 and 6. It talks about how David called on the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered him and set him in a broad place. He said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? See, the Lord is the person to trust. The Lord is a person. And the Lord is the one who's in every situation with us. And we can turn to the Lord and find him there to help us find a broad place. It may seem that we don't have a broad place, but in the Lord we always have a broad place. That means we always have a place to get our bearing. We always have a place to get the wisdom of God, slow things down, and respond in that split second with his wisdom and his love. And so we can trust God to give us that. I've said this several times, but my favorite prayer is one word, help. I know where my help comes from. It's like Psalm 121. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Do you know this morning where your help comes from? What do you put your trust in? What do you put your faith in? It says in verse 8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It's just plain better to trust in the Lord, because the Lord is always faithful. He's always there. As it says in Psalm 121, he never sleeps and he never slumbers. He's always awake on your behalf, and he's got you. He's got your back. Because of the Lord, you can sleep at night. Because of the Lord, you can have peace. It's like nothing is worth more than that relationship that can give you peace. How many people would give everything they own for peace? You may not see it, but there's a lot of tormented people in our world who need peace and want the peace of the Lord, and you carry that good news. And that's the other thing, you know, preach the gospel, and if you have to use words, words are important, but when God sends us out among the people, he sends us with an awareness of what they need. And we treat everyone that we meet as our neighbor. You are a light. You are the light of the world, Jesus said. And the Lord would use us to bring light to this dark world. So don't forget that he has called you to tell the good news to others. Verse 17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's what it means to tell others about the Lord. He has you here in this world for a reason. And that reason is to help others to find peace in Him. And the last point I want to make is, don't forget to give thanks. There's something very powerful about giving thanks. There's even science behind it. That's why gratitude is a big thing today. Everybody's saying, be grateful because of the benefits it gives to your life. It makes you live longer. It makes you healthier. But the Bible isn't telling us to give thanks for personal gain, even though it has those benefits. It's telling us to give thanks because as we give thanks, we connect to the Lord. We acknowledge who the Lord is. We acknowledge that the Lord is good and that God's mercy endures forever. That means we have His mercy in this life, but we also have His mercy going into the next life. It endures forever. His loving kindness is forever. And the Lord has surrounded you with His mercy and His loving kindness. And He's called you to take that mercy and that loving kindness with you wherever you go. How could this not make you rejoice? You know, when you're thankful and grateful and rejoicing, you can't at the same time worry. And the Bible is telling us here in the scriptures, we have no need to worry. We don't need to fear man. We don't need to fear anything. We can trust in the Lord. What more is there to be grateful for? So this morning, I want to encourage you to be grateful to the Lord. I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord. And I want to encourage you to see that the Lord has called you to declare His goodness and to preach the gospel with your life and use words if necessary. The Lord is with you. God bless you.